Hello, friends. Hello, colleagues. Hello, listeners. Welcome back to the Platinum Business Break Podcast, where we dive into strategies that help businesses of all sizes become world-class organizations. Well, hi, I'm your host. I'm Dan. And today we're exploring what it takes to become a world-class organization. Even if you're a small to medium-sized business, okay, it's possible. This episode was inspired by my recent vacation. I was on a Carnival cruise ship, the cruise ship Jubilee. It's one of their largest cruise ships in their fleet. It's one of the flagship. And I tell you what, I'm going to share some of my insights in their operational efficiency, their customer service excellence, and how they build a thriving culture and employee engagement and customer satisfaction. So again, when I break this down, you're going to just be blown away. All right. So we're going to jump in. So I was on vacation with my wife last week, and we were on a week-long cruise, cruising out of Galveston on the Carnival Jubilee. And we went down to Mexico and Honduras and had a great time. But just so for those of you who are not familiar with cruise or cruise ships, Carnival is one of the biggest. They operate at an enormous scale. They have over 10 million passengers annually on all their ships across the fleet. But yet, the lessons from their operations can be adapted by smaller businesses to elevate your own performance, customer experience, and become a world-class organization. All right, it's that easy. All right, so I'm going to set the stage, and we're going to jump in. So Carnival Cruise Lines is one of the largest cruise ship operators globally, with a strong reputation for service and efficiency. But what's really fascinating is how they maintain such a high standard and do it consistently. So on my recent cruise, I observed several things that set Carnival apart from other businesses. Despite managing thousands of passengers, their processes felt seamless and their service was consistently excellent. Okay. Now, look, I know what you're thinking. Well, I'm a small business. I'm a local. No, you can do it as well. In fact, it's easier. Now, think about this. I've got a lot of friends and colleagues who work in several business types, whether it's a product or service. You know what? And I hear this from everyone. It's like, oh man, we don't have our crap together. We cannot like ship our stuff right. You know, we can't, you know, our service calls are terrible. You know, there's no communication, you know, et cetera, et cetera. You know, again, all that goes back to vision and leadership and core values and culture. And you can listen to my other podcasts because I go over that, you know, pretty deep and, you know, ad nauseum, right? This is really going to be a great episode if you're small to medium-sized business. But hey, take heart. Here's the thing. Carnival wasn't always this good. In the early 2000s, they struggled with service issues, leading to a drop in customer satisfaction and revenue. It took years of refining their processes, retraining their staff, and investing in their culture to become what they are today. So for small to medium-sized businesses, the takeaway is clear. It is possible to achieve world-class status, but it requires commitment, clear strategies, and a focus on continual improvement. First, let's talk about operational efficiency. One of the most impressive things about Carnival is how quickly they can turn a ship around in port. Within hours, they unload thousands of passengers, clean the ship, restock supplies, and board new passengers. Now, to put this into perspective, so this is I took a behind-the-scenes tour of the Carnival Jubilee. It was well worth it. And if you are on a cruise ship, you got to book it before. It's basically like an excursion. But we toured the complete operation. Obviously, we couldn't have cameras and all that, but it was amazing. So, but I want to frame this up. So think about this. On a typical cruise ship, it's a seven-day cruise. They leave on a Saturday, come back, you know, early Saturday morning, the next Saturday. And this particular ship, this vessel, was the Carnival Jubilee. It had a maximum passenger capacity of about 6,500. So think about that. And that's not even including the 1,500 crew members. So think about this for a second. Every Saturday, the ship gets back in dock around 6 a.m. From 6 a.m. to about 10:30 a.m., they have to get off, say, 5,000-6,000 passengers and their luggage, and then allow, you know, 5,000 or 6,000 passengers to board the ship with their luggage. Now, sometimes you're bringing your own luggage. Sometimes you're just dropping the luggage off. And it's all delivered to your stateroom, usually by 3 p.m. And I talked to one of the cabin stewards, and he said that he's got a team member. They're responsible for 35 cabins between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. I mean, what, that's 4 hours. They have 4 hours to clean, scrub, and redo 35 cabins. Now, think about that. That's amazing. Now, this is not even including, you know, the cleaning the ship, restocking the supplies, I mean, that is crazy. So a few more statistics. I mean, this is going to blow you away. So, and I'm going to have to, pardon me, I'm going to have to put my glasses on to read this. Okay, so in an average cruise, 7-day cruise, the Carnival Jubilee, they will, this is amazing, they will serve over 4,500 steaks, 3,200 pounds of shrimp. They will 2,400 pounds of salmon, 2,500 pounds of ham, 24,000 pounds of hamburger. Okay, that's crazy. 54,000 eggs, 2,400 pounds of coffee. Now, those of you who drink coffee. And then they have 2,500 pounds of cake mix and 8,000 pounds of flour from, you know, a lot of their scratch-made stuff. And I know a lot of you thinking, did you get the drink package? No, I did not, because it's really expensive. But here's the thing on the drink, the drinks, okay, the alcohol. They go through 130 gallons of fresh brewed beer from the brewery. They have a brewery on board this ship. 27,000 cans of soft drinks. 30,000 bottles of imported beers, 930 bottles of champagne, 3,200 bottles of wine, 1,100 liters of vodka, and 1,100 liters of rum, 450 liters of tequila. Actually, surprised that was that low, and 33,000 bottles of water. So the stuff that they use goes into recycle, and they have to offload that, and then they have to bring in new supplies. Now, think about what I just said. The ship docks at 6 a.m. It cruises about 3:30. So really in 9 hours, all that's turned around. And that is with the precision, the seamless operation of a SpaceX or, you know, NASA space launch. How come your business can't do that? What's keeping your business from doing that? A small business that's tons, I mean, infinitely more simple. So here's some stats. According to Cruise Line International, now that's CLIA, efficient turnarounds save about $12 million annually in operational costs per ship. Process efficiency can increase productivity by up to 30%, according to a study by McKinsey & Company. So right there, I mean, they don't have any room for errors, okay? And look, we didn't even talk about, you know, any maintenance and crew transfers or, you know, anything else like that, or inspections. You know, all those kitchens have to be inspected. And here's some best practices. So you can streamline processes by identifying the bottlenecks in your workflow using automation where possible. You want to leverage technology for scheduling, inventory, task management to keep operations running smoothly. So implement a lessons learned approach. You want to continuously improve processes after each client interaction, get feedback. Now, I will say this. So that, you know, talk about technology. Carnival has what's called the Hub app. Everything happens on that app. So if you're not app friendly, if you're older and you're not into technology, the cruise is going to be more difficult. So we had chat feature. So my wife and I could chat with each other. She didn't have the Wi-Fi package, but I did. But we were able to communicate if we weren't together on the ship or, you know, the same place on the ship. When we went to the restaurant, everything was done with a handheld, either an iPhone or an iPad. They knew who we were by our picture. Because, you know, when you check into a cruise ship, it's all, you know, it's facial recognition. So they knew who, and they called me by name. They said, "Hi, Dan, what would you like to eat?" And they took our order. So they knew who we're, and everywhere we went that we charged something or used our little sale card, which is kind of like your onboard credit card, my picture came up and they called me by name. I mean, that's quite amazing. The other thing, as soon as we got done with the cruise, I mean, within 24 hours, I got a survey, because that's when the best time is to ask. It's stuff like that that you can do in your business today. Again, the cruise ship can do it. You can do it. All right. But efficiency isn't about just cutting costs. Okay. It's about freeing up resources to invest in other areas like customer experience or staff training. So with that, let's go to the next topic. Managing customer experience. Carnival manages thousands of passengers daily, ensuring smooth onboarding, timely service, and prompt responses to the issues. They focus on clear communication from safety protocols to event schedules, making sure guests know what to expect and when. Now, that's the other thing too. I can talk about the entertainment. So the cruise director, the guy, his name was Louis, really amazing. I don't know how this guy does it. Just the energy, but the clock-like precision of all the events and all the activities, it was just seamless. And then after the activity, there's a crew waiting to clean up the venue for the next, you know, show or whatever. I mean, it was amazing. Sorry, I'm kind of geeking out here, I know. All right, so here's some stats. Research by PwC shows that 73% of consumers cite experience as an important factor in their purchase decisions. Companies that excel in customer experience drive revenues 4 to 8% above their market average. So during my cruise, there were several moments when the staff was anticipating passengers' needs, whether it was guiding lost passengers or, you know, quickly resolving, you know, dining issues. The proactive approach left a lasting impression, ensuring passengers felt cared for. And again, it's the old adage, when you're dealing with a company or a person, you don't remember what they say or what they do. They remember how they make you feel. Okay. So here's some best practices for that. Consistent communication is the key. Use automated messaging systems to confirm appointments, share updates, and handle client inquiries. Now, just an example on the cruise ship, those of you who cruised, when you get on board, you have to check into your muster station. That's, if you watch the Titanic, that's where you go in case the ship's going to go down. You get your, you know, life preserver and what boat you're going to get in. Well, they completely digitized that. Instead of having 50 people or groups of 50 people stand around, especially post-COVID, right? You know, sitting there and listening to instructions, you go check in and you have a quick briefing and boop, they scan your card. And guess what? You've cleared the muster. You know where your station's at. They have made it so much easier. And also on the disembarkation. Before, it was kind of like you'd have to hear, you know, someone over the loudspeaker. Now it's part of the app. It tells you when you could leave. God, that is just amazing. Anyway, so again, consistent communication. Empower employees to solve customer issues on the spot. Give them the authority to make decisions with certain parameters. Now, a couple times we did run into a bottleneck in the dining room where the table was double booked. And again, that was a technical issue, but it was resolved immediately. You had the floor manager, he had the authority right then to make a decision. And it made us feel important, you know, made us feel like they cared about our dining experience. Also, seek feedback regularly and act on it. Customer feedback is a gold mine for improving service. Most companies I know are afraid of or allergic to customer feedback. Now, a lot of them do net promoter scores or do surveys, but most companies don't do anything with that information. Okay. You gotta act on feedback because your customers are telling you what to do and how to make it better. So you need to listen. All right. So in small to medium sized businesses, clear proactive communication can mean the difference between a one-time client and a loyal customer. And it's easier for you small businesses, small to medium sized businesses to do this. All right. Let's look at the next area, providing world-class service. So Carnival service is world-class for a reason. It's a blend of rigorous training and culture of ownership among employees. Staff on board are not only trained in customer service, but encouraged to engage personally with passengers. Now, part of the behind-the-scenes tour, we actually, you know, it was the human resources person doing it. And they were, and I was asking a lot of questions, as you could imagine. I was that guy on the tour, but they were good questions. And I think everyone, you know, kind of appreciated it. And my wife didn't elbow me, so I don't think I went overboard too much. But one of the questions I asked is, you know, about, you know, training. They do have regular training sessions. As you can imagine, it's a multicultural, you know, it's a global workforce. So one of the requirements is you have to be fluent in English, understand, speak it, not necessarily write it. So, you know, and that makes sense because especially out of U.S. ports, everyone's speaking English. So that's a requirement. They have a daily like huddle session. They call it the daily compass. And this is really cool because up in all the crew areas, I saw their core values, you know, their mission statement and their core values. And I'm not going to go over that, but though they take a core value or they take, you know, one of their mission statements and they focus on that for the day. And they wrap up, hey, this is what's going on today. It's basically like a morning huddle. Some companies have it. I think it's a pretty good idea, especially for the customer-facing people to say, hey, this is what's going on today. All right. We're going to be doing a safety drill. We're going to be in port. We're at sea today. Hey, remember, folks, use the passengers. Call them by name if you can, if you know their name. So I was really very impressed by that. The other thing I asked was about employee engagement. Of course, you know, I wear that one out. You know, statistics show 80% of employees are either disengaged or actively disengaged, meaning 20%. That means 2 in 10 are, you know, kind of excited about being there. I said, how do you keep engagement? Well, first of all, the crew has their own dining area and they actually cook food for a particular, you know, so like if you're from Thailand or let's say you're from, you know, India or Singapore, wherever, they cook, I guess, native dishes for the staff because that makes them feel more like home. They have their own break room. It's pretty big. They have their own bar, which I was really surprised to see that. And of course, they have, you know, parameters on alcohol and all that sort of thing. They do random drug tests, which I think is pretty cool. So they're really concerned about the morale of the crew. Their cabins are you know, they're not quite as nice as passenger cabins, but their cabins are serviced daily by housekeeping staff, just like the passengers. They could either have their stuff laundered or do their own laundry. So, and they are expected to keep their cabins, you know, somewhat organized. So it's very, very important. They know that if they have a happy crew, they're going to have happy passengers. Okay. And that's the same thing. If you have happy employees, you're going to have happy customers. That's all I'm saying. But what are some best practices on this topic? So invest in employee training. Okay. Focus on customer service skills and empathy. You know, it's like, hey, I understand where you're coming from. We can help you on that, Mr. Customer. Personalize the customer journey, whether it's remembering a client's preferences or their name, or maybe celebrating, you know, maybe, you know, it's your customer's birthday next week. Say, hey, oh, by the way, happy birthday. I know your birthday's coming up, or how are your kids doing? Recognize and reward exceptional service among your staff to encourage service-oriented mindset. I mean, that's kind of a peer pressure thing. I know some people don't like that, but you know, you want to reward good behavior. And I'll leave with this, the customization, you know, because when we go back to our room, there's a TV. And some of you see that when you travel, like if you're in a, you know, Marriott or, you know, Hilton or some hotel property, it says, welcome, Dan, platinum member of, you know, da, da, da. And, you know, it's little, but it's important. Like they know, hey, this is my cabin, this is my room, and there's my name on the screen. That's pretty cool. World-class service isn't just about fancy perks. It's about creating meaningful connections with customers, no matter what your business size. All right. So next section, let's talk about company culture and engagement. Now, I mentioned that before. You know, it's just vital to the customer satisfaction. So Carnival's cultivated a strong culture where employees feel valued, engaged, and motivated to deliver the service. Now, again, I went over that before. They have their daily compass, you know, get it, compass, ship, you know, I'm sure you got that. But if you didn't pick that up, I'll catch you up here real quick. So, you know, and everyone was smiling. Everybody was happy. And, you know, I asked the human resources, like I said, what is your discipline? She said, well, you know, some people obviously don't make it because they're away from their family 6 to 9 months. And that's hard. They, you know, it's a 6 to 9 month deal. And then they get some time off. Then their contract is typically renewed and they come back. And that's how they earn their money. I mean, that's, and again, that's a lifestyle. You know, cause you talk about, like, you know, talk with the captain, talk about the officers, talk about the engineering staff. I talked with, you know, some of the entertainment people, it's the same thing. They're all basically employees, but it's an employment contract. And, you know, they work 6, 9 months. Some people, depending, you know, they just continually work and then take maybe half a year off, but that's a lifestyle choice. Okay. So it's a little different way of life, but everyone seemed happy. I didn't get the feeling, any of the employees, any of the team members were not happy to be there. Okay. All right. So what are some best practices for that? Well, first of all, you want to build a positive culture by aligning company values with daily actions. It starts with the top. Leaders must model the behavior they expect. And I did see that. I saw that from the HR people to the head chef, to the captain and his staff. I could really feel like they were excited that we were on board. And then our safety was a priority. And again, they have the daily compass huddle, which I thought was cool. Engage employees through team building activities, regular feedback, and career development opportunities. Now, that's the other thing that Carnival does is they do have training. They have, you can get certifications through their system. And not only just for the personal development, it helps them promote to maybe another job. Maybe you have a career track, you want to be a chef, or, you know, maybe in entertainment, you want to be maybe the stage manager or the front of house manager or whatever, you know, the head maitre d', or maybe you want to be, you know, in the engineering, or maybe if you have a military or some sort of a naval background, you want to be on the, you know, bridge staff, you know. So they have career tracks depending on your position. So I thought that was really pretty cool. Celebrate small wins, whether it's a meeting or sales target or getting a glowing review app from a client. Recognition fuels the engagement. Now, Carnival also does that. There was a board that, it's a cruise behind, but team members that have been recognized by passengers, it's put up big and bold, and they're recognized. There's a ceremony. The captain's there. All the leadership is there congratulating them on a job well done. Now, imagine if you did that in your company. What would your customer satisfaction look like? That's all I'm saying. Okay. All right. Let's bring it all together. Okay. So for, you know, to sum it up, to become a world-class organization as a small to medium-sized business, you got to focus really on three core areas. And again, I'm recapping. One is operational efficiency. Streamline your processes. Number two is the customer experience. Communicate clearly and personalize interactions. And number three, culture and engagement. Foster a positive workplace that encourages great service. So remember, look, these are not overnight changes. It takes consistent effort, strategic investment, and a commitment to continuous improvement. If this is something you need help with, reach out to us, okay? Platinum Business Consulting, you know, the contact information is below, but it's platinumbusinessconsulting.com or info@platinumbusinessconsulting.com. We can help put you on this path, okay? Look, we're going to give you a framework. It's called our Platinum Process, but you're going to do the work, but you have to want to do it. And if you want to do it, you can make it happen. We're just going to be your guide, and it works, but it only works if the leadership is committed and engaged, okay? That's what I'm saying. So again, if we don't hear from you, we can't help you. Thanks again for tuning in to another episode of the Platinum Business Break. And, you know, again, you're listening to this either on Spotify, on iHeartRadio, on Amazon Podcasts, or Apple Podcasts, so any of the four big podcast services, or you're watching this video on YouTube, on our YouTube channel. I hope these insights from my recent experience on a Carnival cruise inspires you to aim for world-class status, regardless of your business size. I'd love to hear how you implement some changes, so feel free to reach out, leave some comments, leave some thoughts. I think that'd be cool. Hey, and don't forget to subscribe. Share this podcast with your network, and stay tuned for our next episode, okay? Now, I'm not going to tease the topic. Sometimes I do. It's probably going to be on vision, or it could be on change. Change is the only constant. Anyway, we'll see. I'll surprise you. So until next time, keep aiming high and building your business to the best it can be. Take care. Bye.